HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
It's week 8 and there are only 3 undefeated teams remaining in the world of black college football, and they're all in action this weekend. So let's get right to it. The number 3 Aggies of A&T are 7-0, and Coach Rod Broadway's Blue and Gold are in pursuit of excellence.
We want to be excellent every play, and I'm not talking about wins and losses. I'm just talking about how you play this game and how you go about trying to achieve greatness. I think you achieve greatness by chasing greatness. I think you achieve excellence by chasing excellence. You know, you'll never do it, but we need to chase it, and hopefully that would bring out something within which makes us play better.
This weekend, A&T is home in Greensboro, North Carolina, hosting Coach Terry Sims and his 3-3 Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman, who are coming off a very close win over South Carolina State, which was by 3 points. Now, defense will probably be a key in this game, and Coach Broadway says his defense is playing pretty well.
You know, we've tried to play pretty good defense around here, and for the most part has had a pretty good defense since we've been here. You know, we've had some games where we didn't play quite as well, but over the course of 7 years, we've been pretty good defensively. Coach Washington done a great job with them, and, you know, guys understand, you know, how we play. As far as alignment, assignment, steals and fits, and got responsibility. So we're starting to get some guys back now, and I'm hoping to see some improvement from our defense here in the next couple of weeks.
All of that sounds pretty good, but what is the key to the Aggies' success?
You know, the second principle in our team is protect the football. The first principle in building our team is stop the run. The second principle is protect the football, and we do a pretty good job of that. And, you know, we want guys to beat us. We don't want them to give them anything. If we lose, let's make teams beat us. A lot of teams don't have a hard time doing it. If we can make guys go to distance, don't give them anything cheap, and if we protect the football.
There are 2 more undefeated teams in black college football, and the second one I'm going to talk about right now is in Petersburg, Virginia, the home of the Orange and Blue Trojans of Virginia State, currently ranked number 4 in our Urban Media Today black college football poll. And Coach Reggie Barlow's squad is 6-0 and coming off a major win over our 5th-ranked Bulldogs of Bowie State. The Trojans' offense is led by quarterback Cordarrelle Cook, and under center, the redshirt sophomore came to VSU from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Alabama State. He's coming off a game where he accounted for 5 touchdowns, 2 passing, and 3 on the ground. But he's not the only weapon in Coach Barlow's backfield. There's also a Trojan horse and 5-foot-11-inch tall, 185-pound senior running back Trenton Cannon. The Hampton, Virginia native is coming off a 239-yard rushing performance, and he had a touchdown. Cannon, by the way, has now rushed for over 100 yards in all but one of his games so far this season. And this weekend in Pennsylvania against the Lincoln Lions, he's most likely to rush for another 100 yards. If he gets 137, that would put him over the 1,000-yard rushing mark for the season, as Virginia State's out to put a damper on the Lions' homecoming festivities. The third of the 3 undefeated teams left on the HBCU gridiron is located in Oklahoma. That's right, I'm talking about the only historically black college and university located in the Sooner State, and that's the Langston Lions. Coach Quentin Morgan has his orange and blue roaring right along with a record of 6 wins and no losses. The Lions are ranked number 10 on our Urban Media Today black college football poll. They're also ranked 8th nationally in the NAIA coaches poll, and LU's latest victory was over Texas College, but the Lions have added Lincoln of Missouri and Lane College to their list of victims. This weekend, Coach Morgan's Cats put their unblemished record on the line against Arizona Christian, which is another team ranked in the NAIA Top 25. Langston has a 5'11", 220-pound freshman running back named Tim Whitfield, who made a big splash last week in the win over the Steer of Texas College. The meager Oklahoma native toted the rock 22 times for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns, and this weekend expect him to do the same, as the young Lion will hope to help Langston celebrate their homecoming. Speaking of homecomings, there's 13 taking place this weekend. Can we officially call this week the HBCU homecoming weekend? I think not, because there's definitely more celebrations coming before the end of the month. That being said, let's move from the north to the south. Cheney State will host the Rams of Westchester just outside of Philadelphia for the Wolves' homecoming contest. Moving to the nation's capital, our Urban Media Today ninth-ranked Bison of Howard will host the Morgan State Bears for their homecoming. It will be a Pirate homecoming in Hampton as the Pirates of HU host the Rattlers of FAMU. And moving to the state of North Carolina in Charlotte, Johnson C. Smith is hosting Shaw. In Murfreesboro, Chawan is making Elizabeth City State their homecoming guest. Meanwhile, in Fayetteville, the Broncos of Fayetteville State will host St. Aug. And over in Kentucky, the Thoroughbreds of Kentucky State host the Golden Tigers of Tuskegee. While in ATL, Clark Atlanta hosts the 7th-ranked Rams of Albany State. And Morehouse will celebrate with Benedict as their homecoming guest. Further south, Mississippi Valley State hosts Virginia University of Lynchburg. And we cannot forget the number one team in the land, the Tigers of Grambling State. They'll celebrate their homecoming, not against the Patsy, as their opponent on the field will be the 6th-ranked Alcorn State Braves, who will make the trip to Ruston to try to foil the GSU festivities. Other games taking place this weekend, the 5th-ranked Bowie State Bulldogs will take on Virginia Union in Bowie, Maryland. Central State will host Fort Valley State. Livingstone gets a visit from Winston-Salem State. West Virginia State takes on West Liberty in Institute, West Virginia. Delaware State and South Carolina State will battle in Dover, Delaware. North Carolina Central gets a visit in Durham from Norfolk State. Miles College will take on Lane in Fairfield, Alabama. Edward Waters gets a visit from Warner in Jacksonville. While Lincoln of Missouri will take on Indianapolis in Jefferson City. While Jackson State and Southern will tangle in Jackson, Mississippi. And Savannah State pays a visit to Charleston Southern. So this weekend, go out and enjoy some awesome football and partake in your homecoming festivities. Next week, be sure to check back for this weekend's results and an updated Urban Media Today Black College football poll. And we'll also take a look at the wide receivers that are on the Urban Media Today All-American watch list. You know what I'm about to say. That's another touchdown. Happy homecoming.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.